Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, let's just cut right to the chase. This Christmas doesn't feel right this year, does it? We're dealing with pandemic regulations. People can't be in the sanctuary here at church. We have no choir. Tomorrow, when we're going to gather for our Christmas meals, the people around the table will be fewer than normal because family can't travel to visit with other family, and friends need to be apart at this time. Making things even worse, the gifts may not be as many as they've been in past years because so many people are dealing with financial challenges as a result of the ongoing economic crisis. So the Christmas we've come to expect isn't here. And that's bothering us. Of course, the modern image of Christmas is one that a lot of us have gotten through literature and through movies and TV shows. We see Hallmark specials about Christmas every year, running for a month or more before the actual holiday. And of course, there is the story for Christmas, A Christmas Carol. So the images we carry of people gathered together and enjoying a feast and singing and making merry are really not universal. They're something that have grown up in America and before that in Victorian England. Indeed, if you think about how people around the world celebrate Christmas, it isn't like we always imagine it. We imagine there's going to be snow, and of course this year the forecast is for rain. But if you look at the black hymnal that we have in our pews along with our red hymnals, you'll see a hymn called An Upside Down Christmas, which is a Christmas carol from Australia. And of course, there's no snow there at this time of year because it is summertime in the southern hemisphere. If you go back in time, you'll see that things were different here in New England. Our Puritan forebears did not really approve of all of the revelry that would take place at Christmas, thinking that that was a distortion of what the holiday was about. So in the early days of the New England settlements, Christmas was not observed, and it was just a day like any other. But things have changed, haven't they? Still, it doesn't feel like Christmas now. And looking at things with a different perspective can seem like a cheap bromide. If I tell you that God's going to be with us and everything's going to work out okay, you might say, yes, but this isn't what Christmas is supposed to be. So I'd like to invite us to think about the passage that we heard read from Luke just a few minutes ago. The story of Joseph and Mary and Jesus that first night, that first Christmas. Using the standards we have today, I'm sure it didn't feel like Christmas to them, did it? Mary had her child in a manger. And I know we can romanticize that, and we think about the lovely sheep and the donkeys and the cows. We can look at the crèche that we have here in our church, or you can look at one maybe on your mantelpiece in your own home, and we see a lovely idyllic scene. But the reality is, a manger was dirty, and it was smelly, and it was a place that animals slept and ate and did their business. And that's where Mary had to have her child. That's where God came to be with us. And this is when we should realize that God does things differently than we do. We would imagine that God would come to humanity in the form of a great king or a rich potentate. And instead, God came in the person of a little baby. A baby who was dependent on others for everything at the start of his life. And think about his mother, Mary. She was an unwed mother. She had no money. She had no connections. And yet it was to this person that God came and placed himself in her care. To use a term that's often bandied about in academic circles, Mary was given agency by God. She was made a partner in all of this. And I think God wants us to all hear that lesson, that we too have agency, that we too are entrusted by God to be his partners. And that is a gift without compare. A moment ago, I mentioned that God didn't come to us in the person of a king or a potentate. And I think during troubled times like this, people might want God to just show up and be all powerful like a superhero and snap his fingers and make everything right. But again, that's not how God operates. God came to us and his love was unfolded over a period of time, growing and encompassing more and more people and indeed times. And that love now encompasses us. And so while things aren't just made right with the snap of a set of fingers, we are not alone. During this time when we regret the connections that aren't being held together because we can't be together in person, we remember that God also sought connection. And we remember that while we like to be able to touch one another, to give hugs, to shake hands, there are other ways that we can be connected to one another, whether it's through technology, whether it is through our prayers and our thoughts, writing a letter, making a phone call. It's not the same, but it's still a gift. So I would urge us, as we're thinking about Christmas and how maybe it doesn't seem like it should be, we remember that first Christmas for Mary and Joseph and Jesus. There was no feast. There were no people visiting, no family or friends, except for some shepherds. Again, people on the outside of society, people who were dirty, who worked with animals, people who were shunned by polite company. Those were the people that God's angels came to talk to. Those were the people who came to celebrate with Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Those were the people who were lifted up as God's chosen that day. So no matter who you are, or what your station in life is, or the difficulties you might be dealing with at this time, God has come to be with all of us, with you and with me. And I think that's something worth celebrating. And frankly, that is what Christmas is all about. Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the witness that came to us in Jesus, the personification of love and hope and peace. Help us to learn from his example and to do likewise for others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.